I'd like to call the meeting of the Bay Village Historic District Commission to order. This is Tuesday, November 13th. Commissioners present, Steve Dunwell, Ann Kilgus, Ruth Knopf, Vice Chair, and Joe Cornish. Could we also have you identify yourselves, please, and where you're from? I'm assuming you're mostly from the neighborhood. Will you be kind enough?
I'm Danny Mall, just representing the Bay Village Neighborhood Association.
Okay.
I'm Laura Bennett from the Boston Sun.
Hi, Laura.
I'm Tim McGovern from New Boston Ventures, part of the team presenting.
Okay.
Harry Collins, New Boston.
Dan Atkinson, Boston Garden.
Chris Sauer, Colliers for the Maris Brothers.
I'm Tony Shaw, Feingold Alexander and the Architects.
Okay. Rebecca Berry, Feingold Alexander Architects.
And David Goldman, Principal at New Boston.
And Philip Parent, who's a resident of Isabella Street, who I am.
Welcome. We're happy to have all of you with us.
Thank you.
Do you want to hold a review of the...
Sure, we can do that later.
That's what I said. And our presenters are Representative from Feingold Alexander.
Thank you.
Know, we'd love to hear what you have to tell us.
Great. Excellent. Thank you. So again, I'm Rebecca Berry. I'm Principal and President of Feingold Alexander Architects. We're very pleased to be here today to speak with you about this really interesting potential project here in Bay Village. Just as a little bit of a prelude, we are here, of course, as the architects. This is a preliminary chat, right, to show you our initial ideas, what we've been working through with the development team, New Boston Ventures, with whom we've worked for a couple of decades now on many different projects, including, of course, the Lucas in the South End, which is sort of just around the corner from here on Shawmut. We have had some initial meetings with the neighborhood, with Bay Village Neighborhood Association. We also came and met initially with Joe and showed him some...
Twice,
thank you. Some very, you know, early preliminary concepts thinking about the conversion of this church into residences. And with Joe's input, which we value highly, we have made a few modifications, and then he suggested that it was time for us to come and talk to all of you and show you what we are thinking. So that's why we are here today. I will give a brief introduction of sort of the project and the lay of the land, and then I'm going to turn over to Tony Shaw to go through the design. So as most folks know, the location is 19 Isabella Street, directly next to a building under construction right now, which is also being done by our development partner, New Boston Ventures. It is a former parish church, a very handsome building, and So this is the view looking down Isabella Street toward the east, right? So toward Arlington. And as you can see, the church sits very sort of hard up, right, against the edge of the sidewalk next to, of course, what was the parish house, which is under development currently. You can see here the steps leading up. This is an important thing to talk about. The entry to the church has sort of this tripartite aspect to it. You can see it here, these three major doorways with steps leading up to all of them. One of the issues that we have to address, of course, when we do residential work is accessibility, and we'll show you how we are looking at addressing that while staying true to the original architecture and what we're proposing. You can see in particular this shot I will call your attention to, because you see these main center steps here, and you're going to see an intervention there to deal with accessibility when we show you the proposed renderings. And then this is the rear of the church, right? So as everyone knows, there's currently a large parking lot, right, that faces to Arlington. And this is a view from that parking lot at the rear. And this shot is important to get a sense of what is here now. You can see here the apse of the church, and then, of course, the way there's a sort of lower portion and then the higher portion where it narrows, okay, of the nave itself. So these side aisles and then this narrower piece here, keep those in mind when we show what we're proposing in terms of inserting residential units and how we're handling the existing fenestration and relating to that when we show you the rear views. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Tony and let him talk through what we're looking at.
Thanks, Rebecca. And also by way of explanation, I'm also a principal and director of design at Feinwood Alexander. So I think when we really begin to explore the development of this proposal, the intent was to try to really pay attention to the important aspects of the church that I think were very germane to the historic fabric, but also recognizing that we are proposing an addition to the church. So what you're going to see in these next series of images, this describes the site. So again, here is the outline of the church. This is the central volume. This is Isabella Street, and Arlington is off to the side there. This is the adjacent other project that they are doing right now, which is being converted also for residences. And here you can see that the notation that Rebecca alluded to, there's a series of steps here and here that lead to two of the side entrances and then the center entrance here with those series of flight of steps in the middle. And then it's bounded by sort of alleyways here and here, and then it flanks towards the rear, and this is where the apse portion occurs. Without getting too into the level of details, one of the things that we are particularly focused in on as we propose the addition, and this is representing of the upper floors, which is a six-story proposed scheme, including the first floor, which consists of parking and also the attendant support spaces for the residential development. So the residence themselves actually really starts not at the ground level, but starts at level one up from that point. But we're going to be talking about more is the attempt to try to mitigate the idea to build the addition and infill while still holding on to the particularly significant aspects of the front and of the rear. And you're also going to see here later, there's currently a portion of the church right now, which consists of essentially the parish rectory building and then a one-story boiler building. We are proposing to replace that with the new development here. So this is a rendering, at a concept level, taken from the front off of Isabella Street. So what I will point out here again, this is what we had talked about coming at the main arrival part. This is where we propose to remove the front steps here that currently exist in the center and lower this to grade so this becomes an accessible entrance into the residential development so that the lobby occurs here, flanking by the two existing stairs that flank on either side. We also are looking at the idea, which we're still at a very early stage, is that we are proposing that when one comes up here, this also might be an opportunity for separate dedicated entrance to residential units here and here flanking on either side of the existing center entrance here. And what you see from the front is that we are proposing basically the addition to occur essentially about 30 feet back from the main body of the church here, which you start to see massing in this location here. The height of that new proposed addition is basically coming not higher to the peak of the existing church now. And there is a small penthouse, which is just on top of that, but that is set way back. The other things that we also had discussed is we want to try to attempt to either restore or basically replace in kind some of the historical tracery of the windows, because, of course, this is a very contributing factor about the church. We believe these will also be very beautiful in the apartments, in the residences themselves, so we want to try to hold on to as much of this character as we can, and those things occur in basically the sort of tracery and the decorative elements and all of the wonderful details that exist around the existing openings. It will point out also that because the church is basically lowered almost 7 feet or 6.5 feet from the sidewalk level down to the lower level and back, so what you're seeing below here, this portion underneath the sort of stone bell course is actually where we propose the garage support spaces, because this allows us to really capture the lower section of that church in support of the residences.
I think it's important to point out that really the only only intervention at this point that we have on the front is that removal
of the steps,
yeah. Right, and then dropping down.
Right, and lowering.
Yeah, and keeping as much character as we could, and that was based on our conversations with Joe.
Right. So as we look towards the backside of the church, as it faces towards the rear parking lot along Arlington Street, so...
Actually, let me just interrupt for one quick second, I'm sorry. But if you go back to the front, one of the ideas that came out of our early meetings with Joe was to keep and maintain actually the front doors of the church and to hold them in a fixed open position in front of what would be the newer doors to just keep the historic nature and character of the building.
Right, so that's what David is referring to, is those openings here.
So the big, these are the big wooden doors.
Big wooden doors, yes.
They have big iron straps on them.
Yes, they have very, very interesting detailing. So you can imagine that you would sort of be able to look through glazing and see those in place. So they're still, so you still get the sense of what was there.
They'll just simply be held open.
Right.
But yeah, it's hard to see in the rendering, but that's what basically represented here and here. So, and I will also point out, as we begin to think about the discussion of the addition, the other things that we were exploring is not only how the addition adds to it, but also the materials, the color, and the sort of the framework of what occurs. So when we look at the sort of this portion of the church, what we're looking at here is several things that I want to point out. First, within the church itself, we are taking the existing openings that exist in these large sort of arch portals here, and we are reclaiming them as for residences here. And because this is a very high volume in the church, we're essentially able to interfloor and create two levels of residences here. We are proposing to lower several of these arch openings down to the bell cores here in order to allow the residents, frankly, to have windows out. So these series of windows here are lowered. But again, it's our intention to try to work with also the, these windows too have the historic sort of tracery elements. So we want to also try to emulate or recreate that, even though they are going to be coming out onto sort of extended balcony elements there, so that we also try to maintain some of the characteristic of the church itself. That also occurs in the apse portion here. So again, those windows are more here and here. So we also are proposing to lower these windows down, similar level to here. There are some tracery elements here too that we also are trying to really pay close attention to, again, as they occur within those units themselves. In this case, we now have three floors centered within that section. What occurs basically from this point forward and this point up, of course, represents the addition, which builds up to the full sixth floor in height. But as I mentioned, the height of the existing proposed addition is not to exceed the peak of the existing church. So in other words, volumetrically, that is the datum line that we are going to hold and maintain that as the kind of sort of topping off portion of the addition here. There is a penthouse at the top, which extends a couple of these units, but that penthouse, it will be held back from the edge. We're going to try to make it sort of as light and transparent as we possibly can. But again, this is at a very conceptual level because we're still...
Is that what we see just drawn in?
Yes, right here. So this is a pencil.
It's reflective
but
glass.
It's reflective glass, but it only really is addressing just two units up there. And it is held, you know, a fair distance back from the parapet edge here. We are also, as I mentioned, this portion of the existing church right now has a portion of the sort of parish rectory and has a boiler room, which is down here. So we are... We tried to look at that carefully, but basically in analyzing the structure and the development of it, we really felt in order to make this work, we are actually proposing to remove that portion here and basically infill here. Now, what we're looking at here in terms of the materials and the kind of development of the fabric is that we're trying to imagine that the existing church volume, I think, is very significant to try to maintain the legibility of that. We're also proposing that in the new addition that we are, in some ways you see we're flanking, sort of conceptually the idea that there's a base treatment that also builds off of that datum line here. And then with respect to the addition itself here, particularly on this side, which is more prominently visible as opposed to this side, which is really in some ways almost in the alley side street, is we're, and again, in response to our review with Joe, another feedback that we received is we're holding this edge back. So before, in earlier iterations, we actually had built sort of flush with this face of it. Now we're pushing this back. We're taking a series of bay windows that are essentially extruding up in response to these existing arch openings. So that's what you're seeing here in each of these sort of five bays. They too will have balconies also projecting outward on this facade of it. But that is one of the big nods. And then the other gestural nod that we're trying to study now is that this level right here where essentially springs where the roof pitches, we're going to try to tilt some of the sort of the mass back. So we're, not only did we push this form back, but at the sixth level, we are purposely trying to in some ways, articulate that mass in order to break that sort of volume so it doesn't feel like a three-story volume occurring here. The other thing I think we're also trying to do, we are imagining a fairly light transparency on the fenestration. We'd like to try to maximize the amount of windows for the apartment, so therefore, again, this is at a conceptual level, but we really want to try to open up and make this appear as light as possible against the proposed addition. And then there are a series of other balconies that we are proposing basically at the crux between the apse portion and here. And finally, I will point on the apse itself, because this is in one of the apartments. So right now it's a slate roof, but we're proposing to replace that sort of more like a greenhouse type thing. So you're seeing here a sort of a chevron of glass, which is going to be in an apartment. So this is basic, and we, of course, all of this, well, with the undertaking that we are not only looking to try to restore and transform, but we will clean the building, we will put back the areas that need to be put back, we will patch and repair and do all the things. And I think, of course, in our experience recently from the Lucas project, it pays very close attention to how we eventually are going to resolve all the joins and how you meet the old and the new. So I think, is that the last of it?
Yes, hey, that's the last Tony, can yeah. you, I just think it might be useful if we could go back and yeah. look at the section of the building that we're actually replacing with the new part of the building.
Sure, so I'll go back to the existing
model. Exactly what yep. we're looking
so
at.
So just to recap, yeah. so these elements here are being removed. Yeah. Here you can see what we talked about, the windows are coming down and basically going to lower to become those series of units. The spring point of the addition is basically at this ridge line here, which is where the transept portion of the church occurs. But it is, like I said, being held back so that, in other words, that particular wall plane is sort of, this is proud of that. So we make sure that this is still the dominant feature on the church while this new addition is, you know, is held back. The apse we already talked about, we're lowering the windows down again to this point and that point, and where we described that roof, the slate roof is going to be replaced with a sort of a glass windows wall system. And then this part right here, which you can barely see in the photo, this is the portion that we are proposing to replace. You can see just a little peek of the rec building. This is the sort of one-story boiler room. So those elements are essentially going to be supplanted. And again, just a reminder for the front, where we're adding the bulk of the massing, it is itself about 30 feet back. So those first three windows right here, that's where the massing begins on that side of the front. From Isabella Street. So again, if you look back at the store front, like this, I can't even see it. So the reality is that because the church, as Rebecca explained, is quite close to the street, your actual visibility of that addition will only almost occur in a very narrow slice when you're literally right in front of the alley. Because the minute you pass here and here, you actually will hardly see it because the view angle cuts off so sharply on that. So the rendering in some ways was... In some ways, it's taking a little bit of artistic license because this is opening up the view more than you actually will really see when you're on site.
If you take those steps out, would you go straight in or do you go down steps?
No, so we're able to go straight into the lobby here. Okay. So we're fortunate that because of the church has okay. pretty high ceilings, yeah. We're yeah. able to come right into right. the lobby here, right at sidewalk level.
And it's actually very similar to... the approach we took on the Lucas and Sherman
Ave. Okay. With the middle is the lobby and two yeah. side entrances for the adjacent units. Yeah. Please.
Okay. Tony, am I right in guessing that the addition rendered in gray, that's just a suggestion that's not an actual texture?
So
it's just like for massing?
It's for massing purposes, you're exactly right. I think what we're going to be studying exactly is, and we'll get a lot more into is what that material is. You know, we're exploring a number of options, whether, you know, it's metal, it's masonry, it's some other composite material. These are all things which are much beyond the level of concept. But mm-hmm. one of the things I think we did feel that was important, we were trying to take a nod to the fact that the slate gray roof, I think we feel that we want to complement that. So if this is an outgrowth of that, we looked at things that range from, and we showed, like, you know, it was white, and then it was dark, and then we really felt some kind of middle tones, this sort of slatish color, whatever this material is, we felt pretty comfortable about that idea, so that really it's almost like as if the roof extension in the materiality and the color is an extension of that.
Right, so when we see gray, we should imagine that something else will be there.
Eventually.
More attractive. Right, it's like a real material.
A real material, yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, this is not obviously a real material.
Well, because we have a lot of additions that are done in gray, but much smaller ones.
Yeah.
You know, lead-coated copper or that kind of thing. I just wanted to check.
But we're also really would be happy to hear your ideas and suggestions for that, too. Rebecca mentioned before, and it really is true, our projects have always become better because of the input we get from you folks.
Absolutely.
You know, we look forward to hearing that.
Mm-hmm. I had a question about the windows too. The mm-hmm. the historic windows are gone or will be gone.
They'll be gone by the end of December.
They'll go to a windows warehouse of some kind.
Well, they're going to a place in Michigan.
Good. So they'll be used elsewhere.
Right.
So you have to replicate the feeling of the windows.
We're going to exactly. So reinterpretation of the windows, and I should have pointed that out, but that is.
And on the back, you're going to have to redo almost all the brickwork in the back, aren't you? Cut those new openings, and
yes.
There's quite a lot of changes.
There is.
Well, I think what we're doing, though, to Tony's point is, so while you see something that's much taller, it will not be, for instance, wider,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. So you have a Gothic window that's up high, and then we're simply stretching it down. So structurally, even, that's actually not as much work as if we widen an opening, and you keep much more of the feeling of the solid to void, right?
This looks much lighter than the other.
It does.
Thing.
I think so. Oh, it looks better to me.
Yeah. Right.
It's
very similar.
The point I meant to address is just that there's a lot of work being done.
Yeah. There is a lot.
It's not just cleaning. There's actually quite a lot of rebuilding.
It is.
It's a lot of work.
And it's very similar approach to, again, what we did at the Lucas, the Allen House Mansion on Washington Street, and similar to what we did to the old historic Salem Jail in Salem, Mass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it looks really nice.
Thank you.
I'd like to make another comment too, which is comparing this to what I remember from the previous presentation at the BBNA. I think it's really an improvement. I like that it's sort of pulled in a little bit at the top, and those gestures you talked about. I think it really looks better. I remember being a little concerned in the previous iteration that it was very boxy. And
we felt the same way.
I saw that momentarily and did not like it. And this. I like the way it keeps the lines of the church. Mm-hmm. It draws your eye to that as opposed to the nuances, which are handled very well in juxtaposition.
Well, and thank you.
We like this better than the earlier versions, too.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
And I think, in full compliment to you folks and Joe, I think a lot of this really is, we were listening to both the Bay Village community, which also reacted about bulk and sort of heaviness, and I think in response to some of the fine scale articulation, I think this is really where we're really paying attention and trying to make sure we're hearing the things that I think are drawing the focus on the massing.
So. Now, where do they enter the garage from the side?
So it's not visible here, but right here, I'm just on the side,
okay.
I always point out.
Yeah, over on that
so
side,
they're going to be coming through here, and then again, the garage will occupy this bottom level.
It's at the rear.
It's at the rear. But
it's on the
side.
Not that it's important for the conversation, but just by means of information for you. We are also doing a drive-through the garage so we can provide access mm-hmm. for parking to the Marist Fathers at the building next door.
Which essentially will
behind
their behind that
room.
Fence.
How about to their neighbors at 11?
Try.
I think the clear-through windows that you're preserving too at the front is all the detail.
I think it enhances what the church was.
Those look right.
Yeah,
that helps a lot.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any trouble with taking those steps out?
I don't
either.
I think it's almost
insurmountable.
We have to access it. Yeah, we have to. Otherwise, there's no way to get into this building.
Yeah.
I wondered what you were going to do. I thought you were going to say you're going to take them all out.
No, I think we believe actually these are contributing aspects of the existing building and actually works for the residents. So we felt we can keep these.
And if you go back to the street view, that first one looking down the street. It will go back one more. It looks the same. As you can see there, it's just that little step peeking out. I think it's a very clever solution.
Also, am I right in guessing that the church is not currently ADA compliant?
Oh, no.
And then there'll be an elevator. Will there be an elevator when you go
in?
There will be an
elevator. In there.
No, we'll have to do an elevator, and all of the units will be designed as what's known as adaptable. meaning that, you know, everybody, anybody in a wheelchair can get into the unit.
I like the word convertible.
Convertible.
The way it's written in the code is adaptable, so, and then of course they could be made fully accessible with like minor modifications.
And how many units will there be?
Depends.
It'll be the low 32 to 34 in that neighborhood.
32 to 34, you think?
A lot of them are going to be like 700-800 square foot units. Some one bedrooms, because we feel, we don't feel, what we've noticed in the marketplace is that there's been a shift that way. We're doing larger units next door, and we're learning that to make the project viable, it makes sense to do a larger percentage of smaller units.
So it's a, it is a good mix, though, that we're looking at.
There are some large
ones, twos,
a couple, couple of threes.
A couple of threes, but it's a mix.
Yeah. I'm very impressed.
I am, too.
Really impressed. And I kind of like the gray, because you don't want dark and you don't want light. What are you going to do?
Would you could. I'm sorry, I'm thinking
do,
a lot.
Do what, that whitish color? That
we looked at a version
color?
Of that, but I think we were feeling it was too standing
too
out, and
was,
too
yeah.
contrasting.
I mean,
too
you
strong.
Know, I hate softer. To say it, but on a day like today, that blends in with the sky. We have so much of that around
today. And it's kind of part of the point is to
it's like
Mass Pike
Towers.
You know, just blend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. And it's a lot about the materiality, right, in terms of what we finally.
And you could vary the color slightly from one... the verticals versus the horizontals, things like that,
mm-hmm.
to give it a little more
yeah.
depth and character.
We don't really see this as one monolithic material either. I mean, at the moment, it's just color.
It's just color.
Yeah.
So
it's
then you sense like, oh, it's one
yeah.
wash
it'd
of something.
It'd be fun to see what it'd be like
but
if you did a darker
really.
One lower and a little lighter higher.
Hmm.
I don't know whether that would work, but it'd be worth that trip.
Well, or to David's point, you could have sort of a geometric distinctions
yeah.
exactly.
in color.
Yeah.
Lighter, darker, or you know, brick and masonry, or
and it can be subtle.
Like
yeah,
because
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, texture makes a huge difference, of course, too. If you have,
yeah,
because
I think that one of the things that really appeals to me at the Lucas is the the sort of variations in materials in the new the new work, the metal and glass, you know, and the articulation. It's got a lot of interest on the surface. So I think that as you move forward, then that will be a plus. You know,
it's the same design team.
I noticed. And the only reason I asked was because, just to clarify, that when we see gray, that is simply a proposal. It's just like it's just a way to create a volume.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
It's not the actual material yet. Yeah.
Work in progress.
I'm just curious, you've seen the building, which I don't seem isn't finished for a long time, on the corner of Arlington and one block back from Stewart.
Piedmont,
thank you. The top of it has like three different colored dark metals.
Yeah.
I was looking at it the other day, because at first I thought it was one, and then I stared at it, I realized it's three different colors.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works up there. What do you think?
I think it works too. We have a lot of problems with that building because they've taken forever to do
it.
And they can't make their mind up about what they're going to do inside, and so the neighborhood is... a lot of question marks about that. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. It looks nice.
Yeah, but it does. When you look at it across the
nine years,
Arlington,
you would hope so.
Yeah.
It's been 9 years. I knew it was before we started the Lucas, and we've been occupied for a year.
Yeah.
It's
so long ago that we approved the plans for that one.
Yeah, but you guys are working hard.
It's a long time.
I don't think we're trying to do 9 years.
No. We promise you will be approved faster.
Actually, that may be one of their issues. That the units may be too large. But that's their problem.
What is your time frame? Or don't know yet?
From the point where we get our approvals and a building permit, and I can't predict that process for sure, we're probably looking at a 14 to 18 month construction period, something in that.
Yeah, I guess.
Something
in
that
probably
neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the general contractor who we're at least talking to right now is the same contractor that did a development with us 2 or 3 years ago on Cape Cod. And we had such a good experience with them. They're now also doing the abutting property in Isabella Street for us and a development in Jamaica Plain. And it's because we think they're good and we like them and they produce.
They're important. they're working awfully hard there. Yeah.
They're good guys. They're really part of the team.
Okay.
Good.
Makes all the difference.
Any other comments or questions that need to be addressed?
Public comment? Anyone else?
I already hammered about the first one, so.
We heard you.
Definitely looks better.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you for your help.
Yes.
He's a pro.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's really, I wondered what in the world was gonna happen to this guy.
Thank you very much. We really
appreciate it. Appreciate your time as well.
If you have any ideas and stuff, feel free to reach out to us, let us know. We definitely open. To make it, always make it better.
Always make it better, yes.
That's fine. Thank you.
You wanna do minutes?
Yes, we have, you have in front of you the minutes for the October 9th.
Oh, we're still working on our, our hearing's still ongoing.
It's okay, no worries.
Just be a few more minutes. Sure, go ahead.
October 9th minutes are before you, if you've had a chance to look at them. Does anybody have any proposed changes, or would we have a second to accept them as written?
I move that we accept them as written.
Do we have a second? Do we have an approval? Hello, Ann?
Gas fire pit. Right behind my house.
Yeah. It's on the opposite corner, you won't see it. The fire pit was at the hotel.
But we said in the lounge at the hotel.
Yeah, Church Street
it's actually right on the sidewalk, just
it
about,
is,
on the corner.
Oh,
you know where the steps outside are?
Did I mess that
Stewart.
Up? Oh,
yeah.
No, that's a good correction, thank
Which
you.
Which farm?
Yes, it's not 33 to 35 Church Street.
What
that should
is
be
it?
230 Stewart Street. It's the Revere Hotel.
Yeah,
thank you. That's why
Someone's
we need a pair of eyes.
All right, thank you.
Good.
Well, I'm thinking 35.
Yeah, that would be strange.
So it's about
Stewart
the Revere.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
You know where they have, currently they have sort of glass panels on that corner? Well, the fire pit is in that zone where the glass panels are.
They're going to take the glass panels down? Or
yeah, pretty much. They're going to change them. Yeah.
Open it up and make it more welcoming.
A little bit. Yeah,
I think it's a good.
And the changing the colors and
new signs.
Okay. So the top ones, they're both the Revere, not 35
yes.
or 33?
Well, the first one is 35 Church Street, the changing the doors.
Fine.
Okay, we need another motion as corrected.
I move that we accept the minutes
as
amended.
As amended.
Yeah, amended to acknowledge 230 Stewart Street as the correct address for item 19.491.
Okay.
Good job.
Those in favor?
Aye.
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 So carried.
Okay. We got over that hump.
Yeah, now we have staff updates from Joe.
Sure, I'm still...
good news, I hope?
Yeah, well, no bad news.
Oh.
I'm still working with... Bethany to see if the Neighborhood Association wants to do a working group to review the...
Okay.
So I didn't go to their last meeting on November
1st. Yeah, I was there.
Maybe, you may even know.
Okay. I was there.
Okay.
And they went past it in a blink.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we noticed you weren't there. They looked at me as if I would explain something. I said that it was the process.
This week?
The most recent one, it was last week.
Last week, yeah.
Last Tuesday.
I saw the notice.
And I indicated that it was entirely about soliciting feedback from the neighborhood.
Yes, yes.
And then there was, maybe Bethany said, well, is there any comment? No comment, so they just moved on.
Yeah, so I'll follow up with Bethany, and my plan is still that we'll meet again in December to do just a public meeting about the latest draft, and then if any members of the Neighborhood Association.
Bethany will meet, or we'll all meet?
We'll all meet. It'll be here. It'll
okay.
be here. And then
Our
we'll
meeting.
Invite, we have two members of the Boston Landmarks Commission who are commissioners who are reviewing it also, so I'll invite them
okay.
to come along with their comments.
Okay.
That's it.
Good.
Yeah, so that's related to our, to the history guidelines.
Yes, yep. Yeah, and Steve has a lot of photographs that I haven't looked at yet, but thank you.
Putting them up there.
Is there any
too many pictures to choose from. I just wanted to just check. I might have been distracted for a second. Have you scheduled our next meeting about this?
No, because I'm wanting to follow up with Bethany to see what's going to
work. Okay, so it's sort of pending.
Yes, yes.
To see if there is some feedback.
Yes.
Or if there's going to be a working group.
Exactly.
I kind of think not.
Yeah.
I think this doesn't seem to be like a lot of energy for that. Yeah. What do you
think? I think they're relying.
Yeah, I mean, from your standpoint, it's going to be easier to streamline it on your end, I think, than going through.
We've put up a lot of work.
Yeah, I think everyone has been pretty much fine with.
Yeah, good.
Out of it.
Hey. Yeah, that's good. It makes it simpler.
I haven't actually heard any commentary. Did I miss anything?
Not really that I've heard. The one pushback that I heard was in regards to like the historic architecture of the back of the buildings and whether or not historically that was, thought of as something that
what
should
buildings?
Be.
What buildings?
What about the back?
Just
rear
elevation.
Rear elevation.
One of the key things in this proposed new set of guidelines is a change such that the rear of a building, if you can see it, would be under our review. Currently, it's not.
Right. So that,
about that?
Yes.
That was the only pushback I heard was, and it was from somebody who has far more expertise than I do, but in regards to the architecture, historically, was that even looked at as an area where they spent time and energy drafting, but other than that, I think everybody has been.
Yeah, well, there's a change in that. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. That's good. Any other business?
No.
When adjourned.
Officially, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
You may certainly say.